Anyway, very exciting that we finished the Sefer. This is especially, I don't know if you know, I'm sure Rabbi Leibowitz told you, Rav Noach Weinberg was super fond of Mesillas Yesharim and thought it was like basic reading for every Jew. But to finish the whole Sefer is very chashuv, very important, and like the Mesillas Yesharim himself writes, that's, he thinks that a lot of the things he's writing is obvious. And he says it's just to continue doing it again and again and again. It's not something that you just finished and put on the shelf. So everyone should be zocha to continue reviewing and inculcating it within their behavior. So I'll tell you a vort that I once heard, a very beautiful idea that spans the entire Mesillas Yesharim, okay, in 5 minutes or less. Okay, and the Mesillas Yesharim is based on a brisa. And as he writes in his introduction, he says that it's a brayis in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf that Mikan Amar Pinchas Ben Yair Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zehirus. Learning Torah brings you to Zehirus, right? Becoming careful. Zehirus Mevi'a Lidei Zrizus, and if you have that level of Zehirus, that brings you to the next level of Zrizus, and Zrizus brings you to Nikias, etc. Okay, and that's what the whole Mesillas Yesharim is based on. We start off with Zehirus. Then we move to Zrizus, then we move to Nikias, etc. Because each level brings you to the next level. The problem is that he skipped a level. What level did he skip?
Torah.
Torah. It says, Torah brings you to Zehirus. Zehirus brings you to Zrizus. Zrizus brings you to Nikias. And he starts off with level 2. He forgot about level 1, Torah. He should have spoken a little bit about Torah to tell us how to get to level 2. You can't jump onto level 2 without getting to level 1. Right? So what's going on? The whole book, he tells you how he tells you the infrastructure in the beginning, and then he skips level 1. Okay? See, here's the answer. It's very, very clear in the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. And maybe we'll take a look at it together. You could open it up. Let's take a look at Perek Dalet. Okay? This is where he starts off telling you how to get to Zehirus. Okay? And he says, that which will bring a person in general to Zehirus, who limud Torah. It's learning Torah. And that's what Rabbi Pinchas told us, b'tchilas abraisa, Torah mivia lidei Zehirus. That Torah brings you to Zehirus. Meaning, right away, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, he tells us that that category called Torah isn't really a level on its own. But rather, it's the energy, it's the thing that brings you to every single level. For example, if we skip now to Perikhes, okay, Perikhes is easy, when you get to Zrizus, he tells you, Zrizus is the exact same thing that gets you to Zehirus. Meaning Torah is what gets you to there and it's needed. And it's very careful, you have to be medactic. Over here he says, Lima Torah, learning Torah. Learning Torah brings you to Zehirus, it brings you also to Zrizus. Meaning to level 2 and level 3, this is what's needed to get there. Okay, now you'll see how it gets highlighted. Now skip to Perek Yud Beis. Okay, in minus on page 90. When we get to Nikias. So Nikias is level 3. And he says, first line, Hine ha'emtzai ha'amiti liknos ha'nikias. What's the means? How do you get to the level of Nikias? In chapter 12. Hu hasmadas ha'kriya b'divrei chachamim. Hasmada, right, we know like masmid, hasmada means continuously learning. That's a level above lima Torah. In Perek Dalet and Perek Ches, Baisihiros and Zrizos, he said you have to learn Torah. Learning Torah will be enough to get you to level 1, or level 2 and level 3. You want to get to level 4? Just learning Torah is not enough. Here you need hasmadas hakriya b'divrei chachamim. Continuous learning. Once in a while, with your legs up on your bed, you know, reading a book, maybe that could get you to level 2 and level 3. Probably not that either. But it'll get you somewhere, okay? But you want to get to level 4? You want to get up to Nikias? You have to have hasmada, continuity. Every day, the same time, many hours. It has to take it up a notch. Meaning, the way he's understanding the Braisa is that Torah isn't a level on its own, but rather it's the means to get to every single level. And therefore, for level 2 and level 3, you need learning Torah. To get to level 4, you need continuous learning of Torah. Okay, now, we go to Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18. Okay, now we're learning how to be a chassid, right? So we expect something more now. And he says, if you have to look at the second page, on minus page 114. Do we all have the same?
No.
Kuf Yudalid. It's a paragraph that starts, Unavair Ata Inyan Ze Al Haseder.
The second page.
The second page. Third paragraph on mine. Okay? Anyone has it?
Kofayin Vav.
Got it? Mm-hmm. Okay, he says, Unavair Ata, now I'll explain, Inyan Ze Al Haseder. How to get there. Hine Shoresh HaChasidus, Humasha Amru, the root of Chasidus is what they say, Zichron Levracha, Ashrei Adam Sha'amalo Batorah. Praiseworthy is the person who toils in Torah.
Toils.
That's another level. Amelus. First, the first level that we had, if you want to get to level 2 and level 3, learn Torah. Lima Torah. You want to get to level 4, Hasmada in Torah. Continuity. You want to get to Chasidus? Continuity is not enough. That's good, but it's not enough. You need toiling in Torah. You need to think hard, and if it's hard for you to learn because you have distractions or because it's a difficult Gemara, or I'm pushing myself, I'm going to do it anyway. Toiling. I have a hard question. I don't just run away to ask someone or jump to Arthur Scroll. You go ahead and you think about it. You think a little bit on Amelus. Amelus, toiling in Torah. That's the way to get to the next level. You see, every level, he's adding another dimension of learning Torah. Learning continuity, and now we're up to Amelus. Okay, and then we get towards the end, chapter 25. Perek Chaf Hei. Okay, we're on the second page again. And it's the last paragraph. He says, Huma Shetziva Kodesh Baruch Hu El HaMelech the Haisa Imo the Karabo Kol Yemei Chayav, the Torah should be with you. The king should have the Torah with him, and he should read it all his days. L'ma'an yilmad liyira es Hashem alakav, in order for him to obtain yira. This chapter 25, Perachathe, is yira. How do we fear Hashem? So you have to learn Torah all the time. Halamarta, this teaches you. She'ein ha'yira nilmedes. How do you get to yira? How do you get to fear? Elimina kriya ha'bilti nifsekes, with reading without ever stopping. That's a whole new level. Right? We had learning Torah, continuity in learning Torah, asmada. We had amelus in Torah, right? And now we have Torah without stopping. Always learning. Like the Melech, the king always had to have a Torah around him all the time, in order so that anytime he got into any situation, he opens up the Torah and says, okay, Yiras Hashem. Right? He always has a Torah in his mind so that any situation that he ever encounters, he's always able to tap into, okay, don't forget what you're supposed to be doing right now. Right? You're always able to tap into the Torah in order to get you to the level of Yira. So we see that the Ramchal didn't forget Torah. He understood that Torah wasn't just a level, and after you get that, okay, I'm done with that, now go to the next one. But rather, it's the energy that allows you to go to this one, and then it's that energy again, to the next one, and that energy again, to the next one. Every single level, it builds you and builds you and builds you in order to get there. That's the importance of Torah. So as a person learns Mesilas Yesharim, and he wants to work on himself, he always has to remember that you can't just take, you know, all day long and say, okay, I'm going to work on myself. It has to be always together in tandem with learning Torah. And the more a person learns Torah, the more he's able to become a better person. And the more he's able to grow. And the more he's able to deepen his awareness of Hashem and get to Yiras Hashem. But it requires different levels of learning Torah. It can't be, you know, the way you learn Torah on the day one. Day one is one thing. And then week one is something else. And month one is something else. And the more we learn Torah, the more we have to push ourselves to grow and to grow and to grow. And that will enable us to grow in the ladder of Pinchas Ben Yair, in the ladder of the Mesil Sisharim, to get to a higher level of Yir Shemayim. Just add that there's we bench Rosh Chodesh. We have a custom, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we say a tefillah announcing that Rosh Chodesh is coming up. Okay, it's a very special tefillah, and we daven for a lot of things. Okay, so one of the things that we daven for is Yiras Hashem. The problem is that we ask for it twice in the tefillah. We say Yiras Hachet, Yiras Hashem v'Yiras Chet. Pray that we should fear Hashem and fear sin. And then a few words later, we say, we should also have Avas HaTorah, we should love Torah, and have Yiras Hashem. So everyone asks, why you ask for Yiras Hashem twice, to fear Hashem two times? So one of the answers, believe it or not, is that it's a mistake. Okay? If you look at the Gemara, the source of this prayer, in Maseches Brachos, one of the Yiras Hashems aren't there. Okay, but we say it, right? Except for some Siddurim, they not took it out. But the article has it. Okay, finished. So it's in the Siddur. We say Yiras Hashem two times. Why do we ask for Yiras Hashem two times? So I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, the Gateshead Yeshiva in England. He explained as follows, based on this whole idea of the Mesilas Yesharim, because there are different levels that a person gets to through his growth. In the beginning, we just ask for Yiras Hashem for Yiras Chet, a simple thing. Hashem, I want to fear you. I don't want to do sin. Fear sin. Right? But then we ask for Avas HaTorah, to love Torah. When you love Torah, and you engage Torah, and you live with Torah, and you learn Torah, that's going to bring you to another level, a higher level of Yiras Hashem, of fearing Hashem. And that's why we ask again for Yiras Hashem, after we say that we want to love Torah, because Torah is what allows us to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. So a bracha to all of us, including me, who I did not finish Mesilas Yesharim right now, is that we should be Zoche, to learn Torah, to love Torah, and that should catapult us to becoming better and better and better people, closer to Hashem, all the time. Amen.